painted like Starry Night, the iconic painting by Vincent van Gogh. But not everyone is a fan of the larger-than-life artwork. For the past several months, the couple who own the home have been in a messy battle with the city of Mount Dora, Florida, over the unique paint job. They started by painting the wall that runs outside their home because it was in disrepair and they wanted it to look nice. The couple said they even asked permission from the city to paint the wall and were told it was okay. They chose Van Gogh because their son, who has autism, is a fan, and they hoped the mural would come in handy if he ever wandered far from home. After they painted the wall, the couple said that they got a citation from the city stating that the wall painting was considered graffiti and that the wall must match the house. That's when they decided to paint the entire house to look like Starry Night.
Nice.
Knowing that's not quite what the city had in mind, but confident that they weren't breaking any law. And I highly recommend that you look this up online. I mean, the house is so cool.
I gotta see this.
I always type in Florida for my story of, like, my crazy story, because they usually, you know, they usually come up to bat. But this, I read this, and I loved that it was for this autistic kid and him. It was literally, it's like, oh, if he wanders off, he'll find a way home because he loves him. It's in Van Gogh. Like,
that's super sweet. I like that. Yeah. I got to look this up. I want to see this house.
It's pretty dope. I won't lie.
Georgia. It didn't take police too long to identify Kenny Hammond Jr. for a recent burglary at a GameStop in St. Mary's. Hammond, 6'1" and 275 pounds, apparently thought the plastic wrapper from a 12-pack of bottled water would make the perfect disguise. Unfortunately for him, those bags are transparent, and security cameras in the store caught a clear view of his face, as well as an identifiable tattoo on his right forearm.
Oh, what a dummy.
Hammond has two prior felony warrants for burglary and destruction of property. Police issued a call for help from the public saying, quote, "You can help us catch him once you stop laughing," end quote. One Georgia authority has nicknamed the crook after the water wrapper stunt, referring to him as Big Dasani. So the APB is out for Big Dasani down there in St. Helens, Georgia, kids.
Yeah, that is literally my favorite warrant report.
Go look this up, because there is a picture of him turned toward the security camera where you can very clearly see his face in the middle of, like, the plastic bag.
Like, how dumb can you honestly be? I mean, first of all, the first rule is don't have any visible tattoos.
Yeah, even
the second rule is have something that isn't transparent over your face.
Even by our standards, this one is bad. Hey, that's all the time we've got on the Tell Mikey D coming up right now until next week. Shea Spillane.
I love you all. Mwah.
And I am Derek Gary. Stay safe, everybody.
Get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay.
someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
Was brought to hear they might be giants too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
And 6 feet tall.
Oh, yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Between your eyes, if ever I could. This is On the Town with Mikey D. I'm Jason Lane, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard the Nervous Eaters. When I'm nervous, when I'm eating, you can hear it, that's for sure. And before that, Tracy Bonham rebooted One-Hit Wonder off Modern Burdens. It's amazing. They unshackled her from that major label kind of nonsense, and the record's really impressive. You should check it out. These guys playing Once Ballroom this Saturday, coming back from Los Angeles back to their hometown. They're called Aloud. You might have heard of them before. Dead Flowers, their latest...
You know.
Luke O'Neill, Aaron Perino, and Adam Hand. No hope, no harm. Yes, punch a Nazi in the face. A satisfying thing to say, as always. Luke O'Neill actually wrote a piece in Vice magazine about trying to get that song on the airwaves and get it digitally distributed. And it was a long fight, and he won it, because it's that kind of world we live in. This is Julie Rhodes, Collector Man off Bound to Meet the Devil. On the Town with Mikey D. I'm Jason Lane. Visit Somerville's diverse and vibrant arts community at the annual Somerville Open Studios Saturday, May 5th and Sunday, May 6th from noon to 6 p.m. with a special sneak preview at Select Studios Friday, May 4th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Immerse yourself in a city full of art with over 350 artists. Talk with artists in every kind of working space across every kind of visual media. Free trolleys will be looping throughout the city, talking to you, the artist sites. Taking you to the artist sites. That's Somerville Open Studios. For more information, visit Somerville Open Studios website at somervilleopenstudios.org. Public service message from Somerville Open Studios and all your local art-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford.
Brightness in my life turned gray. I just think it out.
Matt York, one of the nice guys of the Boston music scene. We're all nice in Boston, actually. Behind the Bars is his record, and that song's called All Over the Town. He's actually going to be in town at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain this Friday with full band, if you want to check him out. I've checked this band out a lot. This is Soft Pyramids. Devil in Your Eye. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio on the Town with Mikey D. I'm Jason Lane. Good evening. The Big Windup by Eldridge Rodriguez. Every time Eduardo Rodriguez goes to the mound for the Red Sox, I think of Eldridge Rodriguez. Every time he pitches, I think I'm just going to listen to Eldridge Rodriguez for the entire game when he pitches. That's every fifth start, so that's a lot of Eldridge Rodriguez for you. Jason Lane's on the town, Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is something I like to do. I'm blessed. I have a lot of musician friends, and a couple of them have sent me stuff that's hot off the presses. My buddy John Green, he just wrote an amazing pop song, and he goes by The Seer. And this is Alive and Breathing. This is brand new stuff that was recorded probably within the last week and a half, and that's what we do.
Rule number one, don't trust no politicians. Okay. Rule number two, stay out your mama business. Okay. I ain't got time for all the contradictions. Okay. It seem like no one got no common sense here. Okay. Rule number one, don't trust no politicians. Okay. Rule number two, stay out your mama business. Okay. I ain't got time for all the contradictions. Okay. It seem like no one got no common sense here. Okay. I probably kill myself from bottle sipping. Okay. Cause I be drinking just to solve my issues. Okay. I spent 200 on some scratcher tickets. Okay. And I ain't make a buck on none of them bitches. Okay. My luck been running now. Larry Bird had his ass a clover. Michael Jordan had a Pippin. Wake me up when it's all over. I've been down, but don't fuss. Down in the cup.
Drink.
Brown in my cup. This ain't Henny pimping.
Drink.
Bank account was looking low. Having thoughts of hitting Brink so I could pay his way to college before he see kindergarten. Work this 9 to 5 till I get a new position and it's paying 12 an hour for a system. Rule number one, don't trust no politicians. Okay. Rule number two, stay out your mama business. Okay. I ain't got time for all the contradictions. Okay. It seem like no one got no common sense here. Okay. Rule number one, don't trust no politicians. Okay. Rule number two, stay out your mama business. Okay. I ain't got time for all the contradictions. Okay. It seem like no one got no common sense here. Cousin wants the water whipping, okay. He served his time and cared for all his children, okay. He told me stay in school and not the prisons, okay. And pick your pants up, you are not a honey, okay. My luck been running now. Peyton Manning had his ass a horseshoe. Kobe Bryant has Shaquille. Get yours now, I'm trying to warn you. I've been down, but don't fuss. Drown in the cup.
Drown
in my cup. This ain't E&J. Never seen a rapper try to pay his way through college, buying food and all your books. What have you broke by next deposit? Refund check that go to travel. Refund checks that's in your closet. And I need a refund check if you ever flaked on a solid. Rule number one, don't trust no politicians. Okay. Rule number two, stay out your mama business. Okay. I ain't got time for all the contradictions. Okay. It seem like no one got no common sense here. Okay. Rule number one, don't trust no politicians. Okay. Rule number two, stay out your mama business. Okay. I ain't got time for all the contradictions. Okay. It seem like no one got no common sense here.
never was that way. Even you'll admit when I submit to you. Exhibit A. Right.
Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. You might have heard them. I don't know. I just heard them for the first time tonight. It was a mind-blowing experience. Jason Lane on the town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO. Christian McNeil and Sea Monsters. Sea Monsters actually have a show coming up. I'm not going to lie. We all go through this. My phone's kind of slow, and I'm trying to find where they're playing, but they are playing this Saturday. Let me get back to you on that one. Hopefully, maybe it'll load during the intro of the song. That could happen too. Anyway. They're at Atwood's Tavern. Look at that. Sea Monsters, Christian McNeil, Dream About Hell.
I had a dream about hell. In my dream about hell, individuality ceased to exist. From a total. Well, I had a dream about hell. Well, I had a dream about heaven. In my dream about heaven, everything was fair and even. It was just as well as you and I were something. Well, I had a dream about heaven. I loved you so. Well, I had a dream about heaven. I loved you so. Well, I had a dream about us. In my dream about us, everyone was late. Late to the table, late for the bus, only time will tell. When I had a dream about us. Well, I had a dream about you, you. And in my dream about you, I did everything you wanted me to. It was just as well.
Love. it's not gonna be that way. I will take the time I need. Cup of coffee.